with Mark French, head coach of the Calgary Hitmen. Coach, just your thoughts on, it's been about a month, I guess, since the two teams faced off. How was the play before and after the holiday break for you guys?
Well, leading, I guess, after the game that we saw, the Teddy Bear Toss, we played some pretty good hockey leading into the break. Following the break, you know, we've been up and down a little bit. You know, I think we're still trying to find that consistency from game to game. You know, we played a real good game against Edmonton as our last one, and hopefully we can build upon that.
That's sort of been a consistent message every time I've talked to you, from early in the season to sort of midway through to this point. Do you think that's been the biggest challenge for your guys is finding that consistency?
Yeah, I think so. You know, in no way, shape, or form do we think that we should be there at this point in time. We still want to be concerned with playing our best hockey at the most important time. So I think every team's got some teams that or some things that are challenges, and we're still trying to work through ours.
You guys didn't make any big changes at the trade deadline. One pretty significant move, though, and talk about the additions you made and what Gennaro can bring to your roster.
Yeah, I think that's still to be seen. You might know more about him than I do. I mean, we've been able to play PA, and he's a guy that that we noticed on video a little bit, and our player personnel department liked. So now it's our challenge to see how we're going to utilize him. But I'm looking forward to see how he looks. You know, we lost two pretty good players in Benz Miller and Locke Morrison, but I think they'll get some pretty good opportunities where they are. But in some respects, it's nice that the trade deadline's over and we can settle into that this is our group.
Do you find that sometimes the guys are always wondering what's going to happen when you're a contending team, especially, you know, younger guys or depth guys wonder if they might be moved, veteran guys wonder if there's additions coming in, and helps to get past that and get past those distractions?
Well, I would imagine. I mean, you hear about it in the room a little bit, and I'm sure I don't hear nearly enough, and I'm sure it's a talking point as much as you think maybe it doesn't affect guys. We're looking at teenagers who, from a maturity standpoint, I'm sure it's a tough time. So I think everybody probably in our room takes a deep breath and around the league once it's over.
Porter has been sort of carrying the mail for you guys since he came here. What's the role for Amandrud here? Do you see him as kind of the backup that pushes? What's your view of your goaltending situation right now?
Well, he's been playing well, Nick. You know, I think you're right. Porter, since acquiring him, had done a really, really good job of giving us an opportunity to win every night, and I believe Nick does as well. So I think we've got a really good tandem. You know, Nick played in Edmonton and gave us a real solid effort against a good Oil King team. We'll go with Porter tonight. So I think we're in a decent spot, having two 97s who both we feel comfortable with taking the nets.
You've got a real strong veteran crew on your back end, and probably as strong a veteran combination on the blue line as many teams have. Do you feel like that's the strength, the heart of your team?
Well, I think it should work out that way. You know, I'd like to see, I think right now our goals against are about 3.09. I would like to see that. If that's the case, we certainly should be a lot lower than that. Even though we've got some offensive dimension to our back end, I still think you're right that it is our strength of our team. But I think over the next course, it needs to be the strength of our group as well defensively.
Especially in the second half of the season when games get tighter and the margin for error is a lot smaller, do you expect that the attention to detail has to be a lot better down the stretch?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, there'll be some games. We're still working on our process and getting better as a group. So, you know, you hope that continues to improve.
It's quite tight on top of your division right now. I mean, there's so little room to give and three excellent hockey teams. How much does that motivate you guys as a group and keep everybody, you know, paying attention and sharp, knowing there's, you know, one or two game swing could change things so dramatically?
Yeah, I don't think we need to focus on that right now. I think it's really important, especially for these young guys, to understand that we're still focused on our game and playing our best. And, you know, the results will be there if the process is correct.
What do you expect from the Broncos today?
Well, I expect a hardworking team. I watched them the other night against Lethbridge, and I thought they certainly compete hard. They play to their structure very well, and we're going to have to be disciplined in what we do to be successful.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mark French is the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen. When we come back, we'll chat with Broncos coach and GM Mark Lamb as our pregame show continues on the Eagle 94.1.